Hi, good morning. I need to read my presentation because my English is not so good. We work in Mexico City. Mexico has a lot of work in drug use. Mexico has of important ongoing studies looking at drug consumption, basic research and specific studies, and national service in general population. The methodologies we use are comparable to others used in the international arena. Mexico used data from household surveys with individuals aged 12 to 65 years, school population surveys that include self-administered anonymous questionnaires data collection by governmental agencies. We have the data about youth integration centers, say JOTA, and we have data about non-governmental agencies like the CISBEA, that is the addiction surveillance systems, and other specific drug use studies. In this way, the national data surveys show that drug overuse in urban areas is higher than 65%. The data of 2008 is preliminary because we are finishing our field work. Also, we have an important increase for any drug use to 5.5% to 6.5% in the last national survey. Also, the mostly increases in marijuana, 4.3%, followed by cocaine. In fact, cocaine has an increase of the 100%, passing from 1.4% to 2.5%. Likewise, analyzing that information by region, we have the main increase in the northwest, in the north area, with 7.5%, and the central region with 4.8% drug consumption overall. In the southern part of the country, even if the drug consumption is low, it is expected high drug use rates in Cancun and in Playa del Carmen. It is important to point out that the problem in this region is focused on an excessive alcohol binge drinking. In fact, the problem in our country is most the binge drinking that the drug use. The household service mates all along with country, along the country, other offer specific data illustrating the most important cities of areas with elevated social problems within this scheme. Tijuana figures as the city with the highest drug consumption percentage. However, proportionally, the increase in Ciudad Juarez, Monterrey, and Mexico City has been great. In fact, drug consumption rates in Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua, have tied with Tijuana. We have a lot of increase in the medical drug use in men in Tijuana, and the same for Mexico City. But with every drug use, we have a great increase in the free cities, also a slow increase in Tijuana. Moreover, mortality data shows that the northwestern border and the Pacific states has the highest percentages of mortality due to drug use. On the other hand, deaths associated with alcohol are concentrated in the central region of the country. With respect to tobacco, mortality is distributed across the country. In official treatment centers, drug overuse trends are obtained by first-time assisting patterns. Findings show that the most used drug among those who access these services are marijuana, cocaine, and crack. During the early 1980s, there was a high prevalence of inland use, which has since dropped. However, it seems to be on the rise again. In the northern border NGO treatment centers, the drug of impact was heroin, but is now being replaced by crystal. In the central region of the country, Hainalans and cocaine dominate the area, but they are now being replaced by alcohol. Similarly, in the southern part of the country, alcohol is replacing marijuana as the dominant substance. Observing the drug of impact of each border state, these are data of the past year, we see that the crystal is the most relevant drug in Baja California and Sonora. Also, heroin is the principal drug of impact in Chihuahua and Coahuila, while crack is in Nuevo León and Tamaulipas. Data published previously by Dr. Maswell, who is with us, and Dr. Craviotto, among others, observed that what happens on one side of the border happens on the other side. Although the consumption on the Mexican side is lower than in the US side, so the northern western part of the border is tinged by the use of methamphetamines, the central border region by heroin and cocaine at the northwest, and cocaine at the northwest part of the border. Methamphetamines has received special attention whenever it's a MDA, X, ICE, or TACHAS as a result of their vast international growth and the high demand of these drugs in California and Arizona. Data in Mexico shows that the consumption rate of this substance is high and that it has been increasing. In the northern region, methamphetamines increased 10% as a drug of impact and 8.5% as a drug consumed. Methamphetamines used in the center and south of the country is lower. Looking at the biggest city next to the US border, we see that it is in Baja California, adjacent to California, and Sonora, neighboring Arizona, where the consumption rates among those in treatment center are the highest compared to the other border cities of the rest of the country. On the other hand, we have data with students using self-administered questionnaires that contain WHO drug indicators. It is observed that the consumption of methamphetamines is low, although in Aguascalientes, in 10 to 12 grade students, reach 10% prevalence in males, and between 7 to 9 grade students of Baja California has the highest methamphetamine consumption rate, particularly among males. In those population, the consumption of substances is high too, particularly the younger students who live in border states where the highest level of any drug use are found. It is important to note that in our country, tobacco and alcohol consumption in scope of population is the same among boys and girls. Even if the consumption of medical and illegal drugs is still higher among men, the trends show in the lower part of this slide indicates that the prevalence among men and women will be equal in a near future. As my final comments of this presentation, I point out that the problem in our border are similar than in the US side. Even though our drug consumption rates are lower, we share the same problems associated with drug use and drug trafficking. This this is for both countries a great challenge to its eradication, and we need to share prevention and treatment knowledge, but above all, we need to have social policies that will help populations with the lower income. That are that are more exposed to violence and drug consumption. The weapons control is also important due to an important increase in violence in our country, and the lack of regulations makes easy that weapons dispatch to Mexico. It is still a long way to go, but with shared society's efforts, we can visualize better outcomes, like the fall on drug use rates in the US, mainly in the student population. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes, in fact, I think that the APHA, well, if not, I can give you a copy.
Are there other questions on this presentation?
Yes. We think that the problem is in Baja California and Sonora. In the case of Chihuahua, the problem with the ONG and the governmental services is mainly with heroin. I think that our country is very concerned about methamphetamines, the whole country. And we think that this is the drug we are using in the near future. I suppose that the evolution in Ciudad Juarez is closer to Tijuana, if you see the data. And I think that this drug will increase in Ciudad Juarez. That's why I expect. The data now show us that the heroin is the main problem, but we see an increase in methamphetamines too. That's... We have only data about with heroin users and cocaine users in the 2002 year only.